the mystery of the room of the Dominican father, the Dominican priest. And sometimes Padre Pio just liked to announce himself in unexpected ways. That's what this story is about. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, and that is Padre Pio. And do stay tuned to this channel to find out more about Padre Pio, about his life, and also what his intercession could do for you. And we'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your generosity and support in helping us with this apostolate. And perhaps one day when you're in heaven, some unexpected person will come up to you and thank you for just that one program they watched that made a difference in their life. And it would have been because of your support in this program. Who knows? These things are possible. To remind you about our special Advent deal, we have a colleague going to the shrine of Padre Pio in St. Giovanni Rotondo, and he's going to bring your intentions to the shrine. All you have to do, if you're new to the channel, is enroll or subscribe rather to the channel, and thereafter your intentions will be brought to the shrine. Or if you're already subscribed, then enroll your intentions. There's a little video on the end screen exactly how to do that. Now, our story takes place with a certain Father Denis Auvray, who was a French Dominican priest. And he was visiting Padre Pio's monastery in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And he was staying at a hotel which was not too far away from the monastery, and it was a hotel Villa Pierre. And one afternoon, Father Denis was feeling a little tired, so he returned to his room to rest. And when he entered his room in the hotel, he realized, he noticed the strong scent of perfume. A strong perfume was in the air. And he had noticed this fragrance on previous occasions, but he had been just too preoccupied to really think about it. However, this occasion, it caught his attention, and he was now concerned. So he went to speak to one of the hotel's employees and to put a complaint to him. And he said, "Someone is sneaking into my room when I'm out, and this is very upsetting to me." And Father Denis said, "When I leave, I'm always sure that I lock the door, that I close it and I lock it. But I think some lady is somehow managing to get into the room. Obviously, as the key of the room, she enters. And I know this," he says, "because when I enter the room, it is full of a very strong perfume, which still remains. It lingers on in the room afterwards." Now, at that stage, of course, perfume was really a luxury item that only pretty wealthy people could afford, those from high society. So now he is worried. Who is coming into this room? And to demonstrate, he invited Luigi into the room to see what he was talking about. And Luigi entered the room and he recognized this fragrance and he was able to explain it. And he said, this fragrance is not from a lady who has entered here, but it is in fact the fragrance of Padre Pio. So this was the mystical fragrance that Padre Pio had. And Luigi continued to explain to Father Denis that at times, Padre Pio, when he was helping people to help them realize his presence, that he was acting there, this wonderful fragrance was smelt. So in fact, a type of miracle was taking place. And as he explained this, the room was suddenly filled with another strong odor, and this time it was of incense. "And you see," Luigi said, "it is now the fragrance of incense, and Padre Pio is right now, he's in the church, and he's presiding over the blessing of the Holy Sacrament." And of course, we don't need to say that the church was quite a distance from the hotel, far up the road. There was no connection. The fragrance couldn't just have blown down the road. And the fragrances, they continued like this for the next 15 days while Father Denis was there at the hotel. His fragrances continued to occur in his room. So it was a tremendous miracle was happening. And we have to wonder, what was Padre Pio trying to convey to Father Denis? Perhaps he was going through some sort of trial, and Padre Pio was just trying to encourage him or comfort him in this trial. Or perhaps he had some doubts of faith, and Father Padre Pio was just showing him that there is this supernatural world through this miracle. We can only speculate on this. But just a reminder, if you are new to our channel, then do take advantage of our Advent special offer. And we'll take your intentions. If you subscribe to our channel, we'll take your intentions to Padre Pio's monastery in St. Giovanni Rotondo. We have someone going there, COVID dependent. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.